This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is 12:35 p.m. on a wet Friday afternoon here in Tamantun. What's the weather like over in Bangsa, Rich?
It's not wet here, actually, Ords. Ah. It was a little bit earlier on, but it's fairly dry right now. Yeah.
Right. This is Audrey Raj, and with me, that voice you just heard, of course, is Richard Bradbury. And on the show today, we are talking about retirement plans.
We've actually got a little bit of an update on the poll over on Instagram. It's moved 1%, 70 to 30%. But over on Twitter, Roland Tan has said he loves his work too much. So I assume by that he means he doesn't want to retire. But JF has said, hopefully at 60 I can go on to semi-retirement. The cost of living is too high to go on full retirement unless he hits the jackpot. And of course, that's my full name has come in and said, I hope for a jackpot too.
Right.
We all hope for a little bit of a windfall at some point.
Of course, that will help us reach that 20 million Rajan was talking about earlier, right?
Yes, it
20 million. All right, you still have about 23 minutes to chime in on our question today. Do you think you'll be able to retire? And if so, what are your dream retirement plans? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, like we mentioned earlier, we have a story now about broadband for all. We picked up this article from the Malay Mail yesterday, and in it, the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, or MCMC, they are finalizing the tender process for satellite broadband access services in 839 remote locations nationwide. So Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, said the tender evaluation from eligible service provider licensees will begin as soon as applications close on April 15th. That was yesterday. And according to Saifuddin, it is part of the government's efforts to achieve development towards the country's digital transformation through JENDELA, or the National Digital Network Plan, and the My Digital Initiative, which are core plans to realize the aspirations of a digital nation in line with the shared prosperity vision by the year 2030. He also said that areas consisted of 178 Orang Asli settlements in Kelantan, Pahang, Perak, Johor, Negeri Sembilan and Selangor, 138 places in the interior of Sabah, and 523 locations in the interior of Sarawak. Saifuddin also said that the areas are located far from the existing telecommunication network facilities, and some of them are difficult to be accessed by heavy machinery due to difficult terrain. And in this regard, the implementation of JENDELA was very important to bridge the digital divide so that no one will be left behind when it comes to development plans, and also to enable every citizen to be involved in the digital economy. So the idea is that with comprehensive and quality internet access, all Malaysians can enhance their digital skills and enjoy the benefits of digital transformation towards IR 4.0. Now, Richard, for all those out there who don't speak Star Trek, maybe you can just explain to them what this means, you know, like satellite broadband access for all. What is that going to entail?
Well, I mean, if you really want to break it down very, very simply, if you imagine how you receive your cable network now, or your satellite information, if you subscribe to one of those things, it's a very similar way of doing things. Traditionally, though, satellite internet was fairly slow, and it's been quite difficult, but it is used regularly in places that are hard to reach. Mm. But the issue with that is that if you are truly wanting people to come on to be on a level playing field, if we're speaking about kids and education and that kind of thing, they need a fairly decent internet connection to be able to do stuff like we're doing now, live streaming and video content and whatever, if classes are going to continue like this. Now, to do that, they're going to need a fairly broad network for their satellite to do that. But I think the way in which they're putting it out for tender is probably the best way of doing it. Mm. I do know that Elon Musk is, you know, he's tendering worldwide for his kind of satellite broadband stuff. Mm. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But it's a great step in the right direction to get everybody on board. But we have to be very careful here, because there might be some people who just don't want it, you know. And if that's the case, that should be the case. Leave them and let them be.
Yeah, but also, you know, for those who do need it, you know, equal access for all, that's another thing to consider as well. But also, I'm just thinking, you know, the point that they brought up about how it's going to be difficult for them to actually start building the infrastructure because of the terrain. Now, you look at the majority of the places are actually in Sabah and Sarawak, right? Like, I think it was 138 places in the interior of Sabah, 523 locations in the interior of Sarawak. So obviously, that part of Malaysia, you know, there's so much more to do over on those parts, right?
And it's certainly not going to be a cheap project either, you know. And for satellites, for where they're being broadcast to, those areas that they intend to broadcast to, they're going to have to be fairly clear of trees or anything else so that the actual signal can get through. So there's going to be a little bit of clearing in these settlements anyway. And again, that boils down to, if you want this, there's going to have to be some kind of give and take for it.
Right, exactly. All right, coming back to our top story today, do you think you'll be able to retire? And if so, what are your dream retirement plans? There are a couple of messages to get to on WhatsApp. Let me just reach out for that. We have one here from Samuel who says, been to Malta, it's fantastic. My place to go for retirement. And he also adds that crypto is his retirement plan for that. That was from Samuel. Also, we've got one here from 7196 who says, don't have plans to fully retire and not work at all, but I'll probably want to tone down the hard work by 40 and maybe open a bar or do something I like. About Penang Island for retirement, they probably never included Penang drivers in the criteria.
I'm saying nothing about that, but I will say something about his 40 and ready to retire. That was my dream originally. I was going to hit the age of 40 and that was going to be it.
Yeah.
Sadly, I'm a few years past that right now. As you mentioned earlier on, Odds, I'm 68 or 69, depending on who speaks to me on air.
And still working, the poor man.
This is it.
Yes, you've got about 18 minutes to chime in on our conversation. Do you think you'll be able to retire? And if so, what are your dream retirement plans? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we're going to be talking about why you maybe shouldn't be making those plans to balik kampung just yet. But for now, here's Patti LaBelle with Lady Marmalade. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.